Hello, Nation. Welcome to episode 18 of the Game Over Nation podcast. I'm your host, Javi Rodriguez, and with me is Ryan De La Rosa.
Hey, everybody.
Hi.
can you hear me?
Yeah, hi. I can hear you.
Okay. You just got real quiet after that. Was...
I said hello.
Yes, you did. Let's talk about what's been going on with the site. The new comic just went up yesterday, or I guess 2 days ago, if you're listening to this on Tuesday. Anyways, new comic went up. It's about L.A. Noire and the funny-looking faces on...
L.A. Noire.
You'll see. Okay. Go to GameOverNation.com.
I got a question. Huh. Are they funnier looking than... Heavy Rains.
I thought you were going to be like, are they funny like a clown?
Well, there was a clown in Heavy Rain.
There sure was. No, Heavy Rain didn't... Like, the animation in Heavy Rain was funny, but, like, the character models looked fine, I thought. I didn't think they were funny looking, really. But L.A. Noire looks like, you know, a photograph of a person just kind of floating on a 3D character, like, in a video game. Like, it looks like it doesn't belong.
That sounds awful.
Yeah. So that comic is up right now. Go to GameOverNation.com and check it, son. Also, underneath the comic, you should see a YouTube video. I actually filmed myself making the entire process from sketching it to putting down the final lines and coloring it in and all that stuff. Even taking a picture of myself on my computer. So, if you want to see that and see how it's done, it's both educational and I think it's entertaining. So, that should be up right now. In the same article as the comic, and definitely go check it out on YouTube and subscribe and all that stuff.
Delightful.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's hop into the news this week.
No hero ever was.
Hideo Kojima, like everybody's flipping out saying, you know, like this is a big story, but really it's just he just. Denied a bunch of stuff. Like they're like, will you announce Metal Gear Solid 5 at E3? And he's like, no. And they're like, will Metal Gear Solid Rising come out this year? And he's like, no. You know, just a lot of him saying no to stuff. But he did say that something big is planned for Metal Gear Solid's 25th anniversary next year. All we can do is speculate on what that means.
Frankly, I'd rather have cool. A new Zone of the Enders or Snatcher. That'd be cool.
I want a remake of the NES of the first Metal Gear. Like just
maybe
Metal
that's
Gear,
what yeah. It is.
Maybe I hope so. He did confirm that Metal Gear Solid 3DS is coming out this year. Oh, so that's cool.
Maybe that's when I'll finally buy one.
Oh my. Not for Ocarina of Time.
Maybe that's when I'll finally play one. A Metal
Maybe
Gear
that's
Solid
when
game.
They'll have games for it.
Yeah. You know, I was thinking about it today because I was playing Wind Waker, and I was like, you know, it's really stupid that Ocarina of Time is being remade for the 3DS because it's like a whole generation behind what the 3DS is capable of, and it still doesn't look that much better. You know, if you really think about it, Wind Waker should be what's ported to the 3DS. Because Mario 64 was an N64 game, and that was on the DS and already looked better. So, I don't know. That's just something I was thinking about today. But, yeah. All right. Also, Uncharted 3 beta details were revealed today.
Oh, boy.
The beta... Oh, and Ryan, you can sprint in the game, so... No more.
In which game?
Uncharted 3.
All your dreams have come true.
Slow characters.
Well, that's right. I don't know about all of them, but we'll see.
Maybe there's a mech costume.
maybe.
But yeah, the closed beta. Well, it's not even closed. Even if you have a copy of Infamous 2, or if you are a PlayStation Plus member, which I think is really funny because. Everyone's going to be a PlayStation Plus member by June 28th because everyone in the world is getting free PlayStation Plus as the Sony's Welcome Back program.
Wow!
So that's really stupid. Yeah. But yeah, so if you're either if you're either of those, you get in on the beta, and if you're not, I think it's July 4th or July something, early July, you can get into the beta. Everybody can get into the beta.
July 4th? Who's going to be playing video games that day? Mm-hmm. I'm going to be too busy watching Independence Day.
Or Captain America.
Welcome to Earth.
Captain America comes out around then, I think. Huh.
Yeah, that's all.
Dylan?
What?
Oh.
I'm here.
I don't know. It was just completely silent on my end.
Yeah, Skype's having some trouble today.
It is. I
guarantee you it's because my video is still uploading to YouTube very fucking slowly.
Perhaps.
yeah. But anyways, the Uncharted 3 beta is actually going to be pretty a hefty package. They're going to have 9 modes to play. That's including the new free-for-all mode where everybody versus everybody, the 2-on-2-on-2 mode, just standard deathmatch. They have, the treasure mode, the capture the flag kind of thing. They're going to have competitive, objective-based co-op stuff, and then they're going to have an actual, co-op mode that's coming with it, too. So it seems like the entire multiplayer experience is going to be available. Not the entire, but you're going to get a taste of everything with this beta. So that's really exciting.
Right.
That's cool.
And any old school Game Over fans will know that at least I will be all over this motherfucker, and I hope to play with all of you. Oh man, I'm getting tweeted.
Oh my god.
And when
oh my
says
god.
He hopes to play with all of you, the only person that I'll actually end up playing with him is Gabe.
Gabe.
Because no one ever plays with him.
Yes. I can't wait to play with you, Gabe. Just you. Maybe Ramesh will hop on. I don't know.
The only person that ever logs on to play. Uncharted.
Yep. Yeah, what do you guys think about this beta?
I'm okay with it.
Interest?
I'll try it.
Cool.
We'll see how it is. I'll play with you too, Javi.
Yeah.
So it'll be you, me, and
Ray's
Gabe.
Ray's already playing with Javi.
I'll just be holding the sprint button down, running constantly. not even shooting.
It's
going to be a really fast-moving target.
This game's so much faster.
All your dreams.
That's all I ever wanted. In other news, the NGP has a bunch of rumors floating around right now. That is Sony's new portable, the successor to the PSP. Apparently, there's rumors that Sony plans to downgrade the system from what it originally was. They're going to cut the RAM in half from 512 megabytes to 256. Apparently, they're taking out the internal flash memory.
Oh, wow.
They said this is to cut costs and remain competitive.
So they can actually sell it for under
$300? Yeah.
And also, so that they could sell it. They can't really afford to take a loss anymore because they just had their PSN shut down for
a
month. Here. It's going to be available for $250 at half the capability it was before.
Wow, this is kind of
half the RAM.
Kind of crazy.
But yeah.
Wow.
I don't know. Yeah, it's still, this is just a rumor, but I don't know. There's a lot of reports and no denying coming from Sony. So
they're too busy trying to figure out what went wrong.
Yeah.
Yep.
They're too busy with their security issues.
Went to go check if I could buy a game today, and I couldn't.
How ridiculous is that, dude? At the beginning of the month, they said, we'll have it up by the end of the month. Tomorrow's the last day in May. Come on, fuckers.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they got the PSN up. They just don't have the store up.
The PSN went
months.
Up, and then they said that the store will be there at the end of the month.
Oh, okay. So, well,
I don't know.
They got a couple days.
They got one day.
no, they don't. Today's what, the 28th?
Or today's the 30th, dude.
Wow.
Today's Memorial Day, man.
Wow.
Yeah,
man. Welcome to Earth.
Ryan wasn't on Earth before today.
Yeah, just got here.
Yeah, another rumor about the NGP is that the system's name might be revealed. Its real name, because NGP was a code name. Its real name might be the PlayStation Vita.
That's stupid.
Vita.
They should stop doing stupid names.
But that article or that news site that reported it was an Italian site, and I guess Vita is Italian for life. So maybe in like English speaking countries it'll be called the PlayStation Life or
something.
That's
still kind of stupid.
Yeah, I don't know. If you think about it, like if you really think about what their goal is right now or what they've been pushing for with connecting your PSP games or you know, playing a game on your PS3, putting it on your NGP and being able to play it everywhere and then go back and exchange saves like that. And that's what they're doing. Like this week they also announced PSP games are coming to the PS3, you know, being ported, and you can convert or you can transfer saves and bring your games with you on the go. So if you think about it that way, the PlayStation Life kind of makes sense with that goal, you know, like PlayStation is everywhere, you know, or like your games are, you know, a part of your life no matter what you're doing or where you are. So
right.
that does make sense. That may be true. But again, these are all rumors. But that was interesting, I thought.
PlayStation Portable remains probably the best name they could do.
Dude, yeah, but that brand is tainted, you know? Like the PSP, every
Sony
gamer
and PlayStation
knows the PSP
isn't
was kind
at this
of a
point.
Failure.
Yeah, there's the giant taint. One big taint. Sony is one giant taint.
I guess so. I don't know. Like, well, I mean, like the stigma that the PS3 was a complete failure, that ended a while ago, at least 2 years ago, you know? Like once
that's
Microsoft
not that's
four,
not even what we're talking
they'll
about.
Lose
no,
money.
I know. I'm just saying that, well, yeah, like the PSN going down and all that. Yeah, obviously that sucks and that's a big problem. I'm just saying that like the problem with, or the negative attachment to the PSP brand is that the system just was a failure. It wasn't financially successful.
Because they hardly supported it, and then they decided to go with the new update, the PSP Go, and almost immediately stopped supporting that.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, that's
they,
awesome.
They kind of defeated themselves
good,
there.
Good ideas.
They shot themselves in the foot by not supporting their own shit.
So all I'm saying is that the PSP brand is kind of ruined. You know, it's always going to be attached to that, at least for now. So they should go away from that for the NGP, I think. Even though it looks exactly like a PSP, which is bad.
It's called the PlayStation Vita? Vita. Is that what you said?
Vita.
Vita? How do you spell it?
V-I-T-A. See, it's Spanish.
But who did you hear
Spanish
pronounce Vita?
For life.
I thought you said it was Italian.
Screw Attack. Call it Vita. And the website was Italian. And the Spanish word for life is Vida. Like, it's the same thing, just with a D instead of a T. So you don't really T. Vida. So, yeah. Anyways, our final news item this week is Ninja Gaiden 3. The team spoke out, and most of the team from the original games.
Ooh.
And they said that we're really focusing on making this game super gory, making it super hard, which is nothing new for the franchise, you know? And then one more bomb they dropped is that they're going to add co-op and competitive modes. Now, co-op is kind of obvious, you know? You go through the game, you just help each other kick some ass. But competitive, I'm curious if, like, are you fighting enemies and trying to do better than the other, or are you fighting each other, and how would that work?
Oh no.
Yeah, oh, that's weird.
Yeah.
Has it been some weird
fighting game mode, or
has
maybe
it been
I don't
same
know,
team
shit, I don't know.
Since the NES?
No. Since the Xbox version.
When you said original, I assumed the NES one. I was like, wow, it's been the same team for that long?
What's his name? Inafune or whatever the fuck. Maybe it is the same team from the NES. I don't know. I'm sure there's like a couple people that have stuck around. Maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm sure there's like at least a few people involved.
Mm-hmm. Are any of you Ninja Gaiden fans? Because I'm not.
I was never a big fan of it.
Yeah, not really. I was never huge on it. I mean, I didn't really have... Honestly, I didn't really... Like, I played the NES one. Like, I remember that.
See, I
never had
the
game.
The NES one. It was too fucking hard.
It's terrible. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, then the one on Xbox and 360 and stuff, I never played any of them, so...
See, I bought Ninja Gaiden Sigma because I'm a huge... You know, I like Devil May Cry a lot, and, you know, eventually I came around and fell in love with God of War as well. So I'm a fan of those kind of action games. And, you know, I always heard about how hardcore Ninja Gaiden was, so I picked up Sigma. I was really excited to just dive in and be challenged and shit. But, like, I did not dig it. I couldn't get into it at all. It was not good. Even though a lot of people fucking swear by that game. They love it, so that's cool. Yeah, I don't know. Whatever. Ninja Gaiden 3. But, you know, in interesting news, E3 is next week, guys. So...
I'm not excited. You know,
we're about to get an avalanche. You're not?
No, not really.
Why not?
I want to see Nintendo's
thing. That's actually the only thing I'm excited for is Nintendo. That's it.
You are excited.
Yes. I'm not... Yeah, I am. I sound like pretty excited.
I'm just gonna
probably watch the Nintendo one to see what awesome thing Reggie has to say and how awesome their next console is. So, and then I'll stop watching.
Well, the interesting thing is, like, I feel like everyone has a blank slate right now, except for Nintendo. We kind of know what's going on. You know, they're gonna really push the 3DS software, and then they're gonna reveal the Project Cafe. But look at Sony, like they're blowing their load this year. You know, the fucking Little Big Planet already came out, Killzone already came out, Resistance is on the way, Uncharted, Last Guardian, like all this stuff is we know about, and it's going to be here. They can't talk about it at E3. Or, I mean, they can, but that can't be what they're riding on to show investors for next year. So Sony almost has a blank slate where they need to kind of roll out a carpet and show people like what they have in store for us. And then Microsoft's even further in the dark.
Even blanker?
You know? I mean, other than... Yeah, no, exactly. And, you know, I said this last year, too, and they didn't really do anything either. They had Kinect. And then Gears of War 3.
Well, the Kinected.
But Gears of War 3 is coming out this year.
Yeah, well, I was going to say the Kinected fucking great compared to the Move, especially.
And now, the thing is, like, now Microsoft has to back it up. They need to show some software for it, you know, support it. And I wonder if their conference is going to be, like, 50% Kinect stuff, which is unfortunate.
It might be, just considering how successful it is. I mean, it worked out for them last year. They went with the Kinect-focused conference, and it worked out for them. Sales indicate it, and the Move did not.
Well, I don't know if the conference is what made Kinect sell. It was all over the like I had. I turned on my 360.
Oprah,
the entire dashboard was purple.
Yeah. Ellen DeGeneres played it. Oprah loved it. But it blew up, man.
No, they did everything they could, man. They did everything they could to push that shit, and it worked. It really worked. But now that it's in homes, they need to capitalize on that, and I think a big part of their conference is going to be about that.
Okay, but, I'm interested to see what they could pull off with that.
Yeah, no, that's what I mean. Like, with a blank slate, you don't know what to expect from either of them, mm-hmm. you know? I hope they have something, you know. It sucks when E3 happens and you're like, wow, there's only like two games, there's only like two stories I really care about. You know?
Remember how disappointed we were last year?
Last year? I don't even remember much of last year, man.
Sony's and Microsoft's
last year
was
just
terrible, but Nintendo's was awesome.
Nintendo's was awesome.
Except for that whole Zelda thing.
Was fucking weird.
That Zelda thing, yeah. Well, remember 2 years ago? What the fuck happened to that Pele Harry Potter game?
Yeah, what the fuck?
Never came out.
The only way to make me interested in either of those things is to combine them.
I forgot about Pele. At first, when I cool, when you said man. Pele, I was like, the volcano?
No, it was like Hogwarts and soccer.
What was that, Ryan?
But
yeah.
Oh, I thought you said nothing.
No.
No, well, since E3 is coming, and, you know, half the fun about E3 is guessing what's going to happen. So let's roll out our predictions.
My predictions were all fucking wrong.
Here, you guys think about yours. I wrote down, like, two things that I think. Okay, first off, I think for sure we're going to see Pikmin for the Project Cafe. I think that might be their flagship title for Project Cafe. Maybe it'll launch with it.
I think that'll
be a good way to show off the controller, show off, you know, an IP that's been gone for a good while.
Yeah,
it's been in development for years.
I think it'll be there.
They've been saying they were.
But I think it'll be there. But I do not think it'll be their flagship. I think with the release of a new console, we're obviously gonna get more Mario.
No, I don't. You know, I think they're gonna keep Mario for that console until maybe next year, because right now, like, they're gonna be all about Mario 3DS. Mm-hmm. You know, like that's what they're really gonna push and show, I think. And then, you know, Mario for the Project Cafe should be like a big fucking deal. And I don't know if they're gonna pull the trigger on that yet.
We shall see.
Think about it, Mario Galaxy 2 feels like it just came out. You know,
I'm actually expecting
usually like these flagship Mario titles have, you know, a good chunk of time in between them. That's why Mario Galaxy 2 is kind of shocking when they announced it like 2 years after. But yeah, I don't know.
Word.
I'm kind of expecting a new Smash Brothers.
Yeah, I'm seeing a lot of talk about that, and I think it's very strange considering, you know, it feels like Brawl, they couldn't keep anything under wraps. Not that they couldn't, it's that they didn't. Like, they were so anxious to show everything about Brawl. Like, everybody knew about every character.
Yeah, they had, like, the big, like, character site and everything.
Yeah, they had the website going. They
As it was leading up to
day.
It.
Yeah. So, I mean, maybe they'll reveal it and then do that again. I don't know, but, no, that'd be cool. That'd be really fucking cool. It's hard to believe it's been so long since the last Smash Brothers.
Yeah, that's,
I really feel like that.
I was going to say, that's why I figure a new one's probably on the way, considering a new console looming.
Dude, you know what's sad? Nintendo just needs the bare basics. Like, they just need to catch up to this generation. And everyone will go fucking batshit crazy. When, in reality, they're not doing anything crazy, you know? They're just catching up. And that's so funny to me. Like, seriously, like, my mind just went to, oh man, could you imagine? They're like, here's the new Smash Brothers. It's in HD, it looks fucking cool, or it looks up to par with games that we've been playing for a while, but it's Nintendo, so it's awesome, you know? You know, right. And then they go, oh, and also the console has awesome online, like an awesome online system, awesome friends list. Oh, and it comes with a headset to enjoy Smash Brothers online. You know, like, what? You know, that sounds fucking awesome, but when in reality, when you look at it, you know, like, we've had that for so long. It's just Nintendo hasn't. So I think it's really funny, like, how little they actually have to do to get me excited, at least, you know. All right. Also, my other prediction, and I'm not 100% on this one. I am pretty fucking sure about Pikmin. I think Pikmin has to happen, but this one is me just kind of wishful thinking. Since Microsoft is kind of a blank slate, I'm gonna guess they're gonna show maybe just an image or hold up or something. Have their next console. They're gonna show their next console, I think.
Yeah, that was kind of something I was predicting as well.
Yeah. Because I think they've burnt out, or they've run their course this generation, you know? They're still using DVDs.
Right.
You know, like, it's showing its age. And I think Microsoft wants to be the first out of the gate. Nintendo doesn't really count. You know, but I think Microsoft wants that lead again because that really helped the 360.
Yeah, it helped them a lot. It helped them a lot last time. Yeah.
Oh, totally, totally. And you know, like, think about it, man. A new 360 a new Xbox comes out next year. Then you know who's going to buy a PS3? No one. You know.
I mean, right.
Because we're on the cutting edge, or we're on the start of the next generation, and. Yeah, it would be a smart move, I think. I think it's time to pull that trigger. Yeah, so those are my predictions. What about you guys?
Well, I already kind of mentioned one of mine, and that was Smash Brothers. Other than that, I'm hoping for maybe a new Metroid. And I'm actually less a console one. I'm hoping for a 2D one on the DS, 3DS. And then I'm thinking there's gonna be another 2D Castlevania as well. Nintendo.
Well, I mean that's.
Yeah.
Hmm. Yeah.
Well, I would like to see a new Metroid, but I think the problem with it is that I don't. Like, after Retro did Donkey Kong, like, I know that was something they had wanted to do for a long time, and they made the three Prime games already. Like, I'm worried that if there is another Metroid Prime, like, another first-person-style Metroid game, that Retro's not going to want to do it, or they're not going to do it, and then it runs, you know, the chance of being really bad.
Yeah. Like Other M?
I honestly think the days of, you know, the retro Metroid Primes are done. I think Retro's not going to handle that franchise for a while.
Yeah.
You
know? Yeah.
Well, that's like I said, I'm hoping for a 2D one, like Super Metroid. But a first-person one would be cool as well. I just kind of prefer the side-scrolling types.
I just think it would be great. I think it would be great on a system that looks more modern, you know, more current.
A 2D Metroid.
That's the big thing for me. But the whole reason, no, the Prime style first person.
Oh, okay.
But the big thing that made those games so good was the fact that Retro did them. Like, you can't just take Metroid and put it in a 3D first person world and. It's going to be good automatically. Like,
wait, you didn't like Metroid Prime Hunters?
That was actually kind of cool.
That game was.
It was okay, I guess.
It was pretty bad. Especially like the single player.
What about Metroid Pinball?
It's like a shooting gallery. You know?
Yeah.
I actually read a lot of reviews about that game. They said it was a really good pinball game. So, as stupid as it sounds,
yes.
It's probably good. Yeah.
You know what I expect from the other companies, though? A lot of shooters. A lot.
Really?
Yeah.
Think so?
I think that's going to be like the bread and butter for them this year. For Microsoft and Sony. I think shooting.
Oh.
Like it has been for the last 4 years.
You expect a massive action game, too?
No, I don't. I do expect more on Assassin's Creed, though. I'm expecting Assassin's Creed thing.
Yeah, they'll probably. I bet you at Microsoft's conference, they'll have someone from the team come out and. Oh, I know what's coming. Dude, this is a game that no one's really talked about. The new Splinter Cell. They're like reboot. I don't know if they're rebooting it, but they're making a new one.
Are they really?
It's Jade Raymond. Jade Raymond's heading the team. Yeah.
Jade! We're going to have a Jade watch again.
Hello?
Yeah.
That was the best at E3 when we had Jade watch.
Ryan, what's up?
I don't know what just happened, but like everything you just said, I heard none of it. Like, you said something about Jade Raymond, and then it just went quiet for about 10 seconds.
Really? No, I was saying that Jade Raymond is heading up the team that's doing the new Splinter Cell, so we have to hear about that at E3.
Was Corruption any cool? Revealed. Was Corruption any good, I mean?
Conviction?
What was the new one?
Conviction.
Was that any good?
Uh-huh. It was... yeah, it was cool. It had a lot of cool moments. It's really short, though, and I really hate the voice actor for Sam Fisher. And I know a lot of hardcore Splinter Cell fans will be mad at me for that because he's been there since the beginning. But god damn, does he sound old.
He's supposed to be old.
I know Sam Fisher's supposed to... No, he... Yeah, Sam Fisher's old, but he's not, like, wheelchair old. Like, the guy that's doing... The guy that does his voice sounds so, like, fragile and fat.
He was, like, Clint Eastwood old.
No, I'm not a fan of his voice actor at all. But the game was pretty cool. It had some neat things.
Yeah.
But it did get a little redundant. Mm-hmm.
So,
I don't know.
What do you think? Anything big from Rockstar?
Hopefully they reveal Agent and Max Payne 3. Hopefully they show off that stuff. They keep, like, doing random tweets about Max. He's still here, you know, and saying, oh, Agent's still in development.
I forgot about Agent.
For PS3, but, like, we haven't... Yeah, like, this week they said that Agent and Max Payne 3 are still in development. And it's like, oh, well, that's nice. It's been, like, 3 years since we heard anything, you know? So... I don't know. Hopefully they have stuff to show for both of those.
They were really busy mapping faces.
Yeah. No, that was Team Bondi or Bondi. But I'd rather see GTA 5 get announced than any more Agent stuff. L.A. Noire really turned me off on being a cop. yeah. Is that all you want to predict about E3?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes, okay.
I'm not that excited.
Cool story, bro.
Keep it
safe. Alright, let's talk about what's coming out next week. At the beginning of the week, we got Infamous 2. That's what I'm talking about. That's a spicy meatball.
Eh.
Okay.
It looks okay. Eh.
I'm stoked. I'm gonna hop all over that shit.
I'm
yes. Expect a review.
That comes out when? On the 7th?
7th. I believe 7th is. Yeah.
Okay.
Also we got Operation Flashpoint, Red River. Whatever that is.
I have the one before that, Operation Flashpoint something on Steam and I haven't touched it.
Also we got Red Faction Armageddon.
Wow, really? Wow.
Yep.
Yeah.
Apparently yeah, they're taking Guerrilla and like expanding it, making it like way awesome or more story driven and interesting. So that sounds cool. Like I will get around to Armageddon.
I have Guerrilla.
Check it out.
I downloaded the demo for Armageddon, but I haven't played it. I'm probably gonna get the game anyway, just because I liked Red Faction Guerrilla once you put it on easy. Like you have to play it on easy.
I have it on Steam and I still haven't touched it. I've played Red Faction 2 more, though. I love that game.
See, that's the problem with Steam. You can get so many games for so cheap, but then you don't really play them. You just bought them because they're
actually,
so cheap.
Actually, it came in a THQ pack. It was originally like $150, and it was only like $30. And so I just bought it because it had a bunch of games that I do play.
Ooh, Dylan, here's a game that you should try to review for us. Green Lantern Rise of the Manhunters comes out next week.
Oh man. I don't think I can buy it. I think we have to rent it.
We rent it. Let's hunt some men.
Oh man. I do that on my weekends anyways.
It's raining man.
Manhunter. I'm excited to hunt some men and have a curly mustache. I was waiting for Ryan to say, "Where's your curly mustache?"
I was about to. I was waiting for everyone to stop laughing.
I stole it. I stole it.
Where's your curly mustache?
Where's your curly?
I think there's some lag going on with Skype too, because it's like I feel like I'm behind in the conversation with you guys.
Are you two lagging, and I am not? Because I'm hearing you guys up to the minute.
I can hear you just fine. It seems like Javi's hearing things like
there's
a little
a
bit behind.
Delay.
Like we'll say something to him and then he'll respond. Like there'll be a little pause and then he responds.
We'll just say he's digesting our comment or question towards him.
he's got to let it sit for a good half to 1 second.
for the taste for it. Yeah,
before I can jump in the pool, I need to.
He can't just speak his mind like I do.
He's dipping his toe into the comment he's about to say
instead of just spouting off the first thing he thinks of. Like,
oh,
I,
my God.
I do.
We're going off the rails.
Yeah.
The left tunnel!
With that, let's... Indy, the left tunnel.
Where's your curly mustache?
All right, let's talk about what we've been playing and if we recommend it. Guys.
Okay.
Ryan, what you been playing?
Okay. This is a shitty thing, like nothing. Like this is gonna be my least favorite part of this episode.
I've played video games and you haven't been playing.
I know, right? Like I've literally okay. I played Music Catch, but I don't really want to talk about it because I gotta write this review outside of here for it. I don't want to get into what I, like if anyone else is doing the same thing I am. They've been playing Music Catch too, but I don't.
Ryan,
so I don't want to really get into it right
game
now.
Game Over Nation.
No, I'm not going. No, I'm not going.
We're
anywhere.
Replacing him with.
I'm not leaving Game Over Nation. Anyway,
Ryan's
I, but
going
that's
the route of
like I played that.
Lopez.
Yeah. No.
No.
No. No.
okay.
That and I'm trying to think if I like I've turned on my Xbox. I'm trying to think. I mean, because it's been a week, so you would think I would have played something during the week. I've been in front of my laptop, like writing shit, and been out of the house a lot this past week. So it's been. It's been a little bit hectic and a little bit hard to sit down and play some games. I played for like a little bit this game called shit. What is it? Hang on, I've got it right here. Chuzzle. It's a mobile game. It was like the free download of the day one day on the Amazon Marketplace, and it was I don't know. It just seemed like any other like stupid little puzzler. Like it's these little they look almost like I can't tell if they're like little meatballs or little like fuzzy balls. Like it's hard to tell by the artwork which one it is.
Regardless, it's a set of balls.
But like, yeah. Regardless, it's a bunch of little ball looking things, and and so it's just they're all like different colored, and you can move a row. Like you can touch one and move it over, or it, you know, horizontal. You can move a row or a column around, and you're trying to line up like three of them. Like group three of them, at least three of them together, and then they disappear. And like, there's some different game modes. I didn't really get into them because it didn't really, like, I wasn't all that interested in the basic game mode. It wasn't all that cool. But I played that for I don't know, like half an hour one night, just bullshitting around.
Sounds like Bejeweled.
Yeah, it's Bejeweled. Just it's one of those type of games. Like, there was nothing special about it. It was part of the.
Bejeweled.
It was part of a. It was part of a deal that the Amazon Marketplace for Android, Amazon Android Marketplace made with PopCap to bring that game. And well, they want to bring more PopCap games to Android, but Plants vs. Zombies is supposed to be out real soon as well,
oh,
finally,
if you get
for Android
Peggle, you can play with
through this.
He won't play with you, Peggle. But you can ask him.
I know. I volunteered with MechCore this on Saturday, so I guess I played a little bit of that. But I volunteered at Comic Palooza here in Houston. It's like a big comic book convention, and like I felt like kind of an ass. Like after it was all over, or it wasn't over, but I had to leave because I had some stuff I had to take care of. So I was only working in the morning, but. I decided to take a swing through the show floor and just kind of look around, and I came across a booth that with this guy selling a comic called Atomic Robo, and I had heard of it on another podcast I listened to, so I decided to pick up one of them, and it's actually pretty funny. It's about this – well, in this particular one, it's a robot who's fighting vampires, but it's kind of – it's a comedy type deal. It's been pretty funny so far, but you know, I bought that and then like I got a few free comic books just walking around like shit that people were just kind of giving away at their booths or whatever. And so as I'm leaving, like this woman comes up to me and she's like, "Can I? I was wondering if you had a second to take a survey." I was like, "Oh, sure, okay." She's like, "I just wanted to ask you a few questions about comic books." I was like, "I I don't really read comic books. And that right there, like, she gave me this weird look, and I'm like, realize that I'm standing in the middle of a comic book convention holding a stack of comic books. like, man, I look like a fucking liar right now. so she just kind of gave me this weird look, and I was like, no, really, I don't. And then she just kind of kept staring at me all weird, and I was like, well, I was like, I was just here working for this booth with the Met Corps thing over here. She was like, oh, okay. I was like, I'm sorry. She's like, no need to apologize. Then I walked off.
Why you gotta be so fucking weird? Look bad.
I know. Why I gotta be so rude?
Fucking weird.
But, so, I mean, I guess basically I described to you all what I've been doing, but I haven't really played anything. But I would highly recommend doing any of the things I just mentioned.
I like comic books.
So now, well, yeah, I just haven't read them in a really long time.
Ooh.
Now, yeah. One of you go.
Yeah.
That delayed response was, yeah. So I guess I'll go.
Yeah.
I've actually been playing a lot of games this week because I got all my games back from Javier. He had a lot of my
games. Who's that guy?
Javi. He had a lot of my games. He had Donkey Kong, GoldenEye, Mini Ninja, Mario Galaxy. What else did you have in mind?
You know, the funny thing, Donkey Kong and GoldenEye and Mario, I got all of them from you, like...
The day I bought them?
At least 2 days. Yeah, the day you bought them, and I had them ever since.
I know. And I bought them all on release day.
So funny. That's fucking hilarious.
And yeah, Mini Ninjas, I can finally platinum that and rub it in your face because you said for months that you were going to platinum it, and then you never did.
Because you was a bitch.
Hey, I tried. Ooh. I did my best.
Other than those, I've been playing Wind Waker. And let's see, what else? Yeah.
Wind Waker. Jinx. Whoa.
And then I finally got Assassin's Creed Brotherhood. I've been playing through that. It's fun,
wow.
But Assassin's Creed 2 was better, I think. The gameplay for Brotherhood is cool, but God, it's fucking short, and I don't care about what's happening. Whereas Assassin's Creed 2, I'm like, oh man, this is awesome.
Short?
I'm almost
it's
at the end
short.
Of the game, and I'm barely 10 hours in. Assassin's Creed...
No, then you're not at the end of the game.
Okay, there's what, 9 sequences? I'm in like the 7th sequence.
I don't think there's only 9. Have you been doing any side quests?
I have.
Dude, I played that game for like 40 hours.
Hey, Ryan.
Yes.
You're going slow.
Yeah, I don't even know how many. I don't know how many sequences there are. I can't remember.
I'm pretty sure
there
was either 8 or 9. This might be the same complaint I have with, like with Castlevania's on the DS. I always beat them in like a day or two, and Javi's like, "What the hell, man?" And I'm like, "I can't help it. I'm just playing, and I'm doing really good." But yeah, I mean, it's fun. I prefer number 2. Probably because I thought the story was a bit more engaging. And actually, there. This one's just like, oh shit, the Borgia survived. We're going to fucking kill him. The Pope.
What are
I'm
you talking
kill
about,
the Pope
dude?
Again. Which was the purpose of the first game.
Oh.
Except you didn't kill him. Right. And so now this one, you decided, oh shit, I'm going to kill him this time.
So
that's
dumb,
the story.
Man. Assassin's Creed 2 is fucking stupid. Like, this guy kills your entire family, and you're like, well, I'm going
to
devote the next
30
years of my
guy,
life to hunting
and then
this
you
bastard
don't.
Down. And then you do. And then you're like, wait, nah, you're not worth it. Even though you killed
exactly.
like fucking hundreds of people
to
get
home,
to him.
And then you decide to kill him again.
Fuck that. Stupid.
The story. That's why the story for the second one was so much better than Brotherhood's. What? Like, why didn't you just kill him in the first place, jackass?
I don't know. Well, the way Brotherhood ends, I don't know. I still like the story that's going on around the whatever you're doing with Ezio.
I will say managing your assassins is kind of fun. I wish it was a bit more in-depth other than... 4 upgrades and then just sending him on missions. But
yeah. Oh, so it's like Peace Walker.
Yeah.
You like kind of micromanage your army a little bit and then send them on stuff and then they come back.
Also, the hour count that I gave was an estimate. I don't really know how long it was, but it wasn't 10 hours. It was way more than that. I don't know if it was 40,
unless
maybe
these
it was
last
20,
two sequences
fucking know,
are fucking long, I'm towards the end of the game.
Yeah, I can't. I don't remember. But
that's my only real complaints. I just don't. It's a little short for me, and I don't think the story is as engaging. And then I'm waiting for The Witcher 2 to arrive. Yes, I finally bought it.
Good.
Oh.
I'm excited for it. Yeah.
Cool.
I haven't got
you installed
it yet?
I
ordered it on Amazon.
Oh. Game got some fucking nice reviews.
It's definitely what I'm looking for after.
Even the president has a copy.
Ryan, did you know that? Poland gave President Obama a copy of The Witcher 2.
Yes, I did know that.
You know that the game is good when it's the pride of your country that you're going to give it to the president. I'm dead serious. They fucking love the
You know
Witcher
your country's kind of lame when you have to give them a video
game.
They
gave them an iPad as well.
Show them what you can do.
Well, they also gave them like an iPad full of like Polish movies and then some books.
I guess that is kind of
The Witcher
of
books
badass.
Were on there?
Yeah.
Good on you, Poland. We have any Polish listeners out there? Right.
I think
in.
The nearest one might be Stengalin, or I can't pronounce it. I still can't pronounce.
Steingalin.
He might, but he's in Sweden. He'll have to be our overseas that's correspondent for Poland.
Yep.
But yeah, that's all I've really been doing, which is a lot more than Ryan.
Yeah.
Yeah. Take that, Ryan, you fucking slacker. All right, well, let me talk about what I've been doing. You know what I've been doing? Me neither. Look at it.
You don't. You have to look up what you've been doing?
Yeah, I'm not completely on track here. Let's see. Oh, L.A. Noire. It's officially not a good game. There's nothing to it. It's really boring. You do the same fucking thing every time. I've been talking to people about it that they like it, and I'm like, they're like, oh man, this case or that case, you know, like give me examples of stuff that parts that was cool. And I'm like, I remember seeing the title of the case, but they're all the same. They're all the same. You go to a location, there's a crime that happened. You rub your fucking character around the outside of every room to find all the clues. Then you question the person that's there. And, you know, it just kind of plays itself out. Like there's nothing to it. It's so boring. So fucking boring. And, it's not a good game. some people really love it. Some people, like, are totally on board, and that's good. Good for them. You know, like, I wish I felt the same way, but I don't. And I feel a lot like, how Ryan and Walter must have felt about Heavy Rain, you know? Like, you guys just didn't dig it, you know? But, you know, I want to dig L.A. Noire. I mean, I spent $60 on it. You don't do that on something, you know. You don't do that and not
That's
want
why I didn't
to like
buy
it.
It yet.
Well, I mean, you know, I had high hopes for it. Every time I saw it, I thought it looked really cool. And, like, the idea of it was so fucking exciting. But there's nothing to it, you know? Ugh. No, I don't like L.A. Noire.
It's kind of harsh, man.
I'm going to have to fight my way. Well, like, I play it, and literally within minutes, I'm like, God, why did I don't want to play this right. Like, I don't want to play this. I start yawning because I'm bored, and I know, like, exactly what's going to play out. Like, nothing's interesting.
You know, the last game that I was falling asleep during, you want to guess what it is, Ryan?
Alan Wake?
I didn't play Alan Wake.
More like Alan Sleep,
Final
right?
Final Fantasy 13. Final Fantasy 13. I was falling
asleep.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I think you told
game.
Us that.
I did fall asleep, and I woke up 3 hours later with time added onto my game clock, and I was like, whoa. Is that how L.A. Noire makes you feel?
No, I would rather play L.A. Noire than Final Fantasy 13. Yeah.
Am I going to rank up hours on my time clock because I fell asleep on my couch from being so bored?
You might. I mean, the world's really generic, very brownish, grayish. It's just, it's not alive at all, really. And yeah, I mean, really, if they didn't have this new face capture technology that everybody's kind of intrigued by, there is nothing special about this game. Nothing. And there's really nothing interesting about the gameplay, about what they're doing. It's not compelling. It's not a compelling experience, and that sucks. Yeah, I mean, that's all I can say.
It sucks. I fucking hate it. I don't like it.
And I don't like it. You know, here's me eating my words right now. Another game I picked up on a whim was 3D Dot Game Heroes, because it was really cheap.
Really?
I love it. Love it. And it's funny because, remember, I don't know if you remember when it came out, I was like, fuck that game, who cares, man? Like, I don't like 2D Zelda, or at least not 8-bit Zelda. Like, that, I have no interest in that game. And I was totally, like, lukewarm on it. I didn't care about it at all when it came out. And in my defense, though, no, it's not worth $60. Like,
it launched at 40, actually, I think.
Okay, 40. Yeah, okay, I can get behind 40.
Yeah, I remember. I went to GameStop spot, game, which is the store.
Mm-hmm.
Stop. I went to GameStop, and the guy was like, "You're a big fan of like 2D Zelda games." So I was like, "Hell yeah, I love it!" Because I was there buying I don't remember one of the games for the DS. I think it was a Zelda one. I think Phantom Hourglass. I was buying it because I was about to go on Hawaii, and I needed something to play on the airplane. And he's like, "Oh, you should try out 3D Dot Game Heroes." I was like, "All right, I'm about to go on vacation, but when I'll get back, I'll buy it." And then I forgot. I never got back to actually purchasing it. So, would you say I would like it?
Well, absolutely. Especially, you're an old school Final Fantasy fan too, and it does share a little bit with Final Fantasy as well as Zelda, like the towns and the spunky people that you see in every house, and they all have such weird, quirky things to say. It's very reminiscent of like Final Fantasy IV. I mean, it even has like a lot of references. Like you find this dancer that's in one of the towns, and she's all, "Watch me dance," you know. And then you go to some other town, and they're like, "Oh man, we really need a tourist attraction. Do you know of any dancers?" And you have to like go tell her to go there. It's just great. It's old school. Yeah, you know, like the whole time I was playing it, I was just kind of reminded why I love games. It's very warm and fuzzy feeling, a nostalgic kind of Nintendo feel, but it's in HD. The game looks great. It looks really cool. And you know, for me at least, the character creation was a big, huge plus. Like I created an 8-bit version of my Game Over Nation cartoon character, you know? So I have like cartoon hobby walking around in 3D in this world, and it's fucking awesome, dude. It's really, really charming. I'll say the game's charming. And it's yeah.
Yeah, it was one that I wanted to get. Yeah, it was one I wanted to get. I just never I had other stuff I don't even remember what it was, but there was like a bunch of stuff that I had just bought around that same time, so that one kinda fell to the back burner.
I have to buy it. I just bought two
games. Maybe I'll go get it now.
You just go pick it up. It's cheap.
I'm gonna buy it tomorrow.
If you're a listener out there, you know it's. I am very much in love with this game, but you know, don't get me wrong. Don't think it's, you know, fucking a blockbuster or anything like that. It's awesome because it's simple. It's awesome because it's classic and nostalgic.
Maybe I'll pick up Monster Hunter. Keep that in mind. Because I still want to pick that up. Or maybe I'll wait for a new one to be announced.
All right, well, speaking of classic Zelda, I've been playing Wind Waker. I love that game. It's as good as it's always
been.
Except
for the boat.
You know, no, I love the boat. I love being out in the sea and seeing, you know, in the distance on the horizon, you see just like a little outline.
That was awesome, except when the boat ride took like 20 minutes.
I almost, you know, I can understand that. Like, if you're just not in the mood for that, but like I feel like that's part of the adventure, you know. And there's always stuff to do. There's always like, you know, those little obstacle courses that float up with the barrels and shit, or like, you know, a storm comes by or a monster. You know, it's not like you're just sitting there in the ocean doing nothing for too long, you know. And I love it.
I guess
I love Wind Waker. Even like the shitty Triforce.
I think that's where
that's where most people
I stopped playing
quit,
for like a month, you know? And then I came back and beat it. And
yeah, but no, that through and through, that game just is my perfect Zelda. I don't know of any Zelda that makes me happier than Wind Waker. It's so good.
For me, Majora's Mask, but Wind Waker is definitely right up there with that for me. That might be Wind Waker might be tied with Majora's Mask as my favorite.
Yeah. All right, guys. Well, I think I hear something.
Mail, motherfucker.
Well, it's time for some listener mail, but let's take this opportunity to remind you, the listeners, that if you ever want to write into our show and have your questions or queries read on the show, our email is mail@gameovernation.com. Make sure to write in right now. Just do it. But on that note, we got a question from Dal. He says, "Hey dudes, what would be a good video game world to move into?"
God, hardly any of them.
Yeah, definitely not anything out of GTA.
He says to Dylan, "Rage is pretty damn sick." I don't know if he means he wants to move
I think
to
he means
that world.
Oh, I thought you. I didn't know.
Yeah,
is he meaning the emotion or the game?
The game.
I feel rage towards a lot of games lately.
Show me rage.
Game worlds. Fuck it. Fuck them all. Actually, you'll get horribly mutilated by Pokemon.
Pokemon would be
but you'd
sick.
Still get mutilated by fucking giant monsters. It's a lose-lose situation, no matter
what. If a 10-year-old can make it in that world, then I think we'd be alright.
And I do like shorts.
Alright, our next question is from Izzy. She says, "What is the one thing you saw in a game that you wished you buy to put on your desk or
like
shelf?
Like a character as an
you wish
action
you could
figure?
Buy.
Okay.
I guess so. Oh, what would she says? What would you want
or
as
an
a
action
plush?
Figure for us men?
Yeah. You know, I've that infamous 2 collector's trophy or statue thing. Like that thing's cool as hell. But I want a Nathan Drake one. I want a statue of Nathan Drake with like an AK-47, just like standing there in hero pose. Like, I want that on my desk right now.
Mine's not exactly video game related, but I've always wanted a Dr. Doom bust on my mantle.
Oh my. Well, those are easy to come
expensive.
By, I suppose. Yeah.
And my other one I already got. That would be my Indiana Jones hat. That one was expensive too. But that's all I've really one. It was just a hat, pretty much. And then Dr. Doom. Mm.
I kind of want, like, a 4-foot tall, like, full, like, statue of Mario.
That reminds me. I've always been jealous. I can't remember which company it was that had the life-size naked snake in their office.
IGN.
Is it IGN?
Yeah, it's IGN, right? Well, it's not Naked Snake. It's
Naked
Snake. Well, I
mean,
yeah, it's Naked Snake. Yeah. It's that character, but he's
well,
not.
Well, yeah,
he's
but
naked
his name is Naked
whatever.
Snake. Yeah, I've always been really jealous of that
one. Yeah, that's IGN. The one in IGN isn't very good. There was like
it
a
might
really
not have
cool
been,
one.
It might not have been
E3.
IGN, I'm thinking one of the magazines, actually. I want to say, like, I can't remember, actually, so fuck it.
Ryan.
I would like to see some decent sized, like, officially licensed BattleTech stuff. Like, they have the miniatures that you can buy, you know, for the tabletop game, but I'd like to see something more like display size, you know, maybe like 6 inches tall or something, you know, like a little bit bigger, 6 to 8 inches. I'm sure there's probably stuff out there somewhere, but I'd really like a Thor or a Mad Cat Mark II to sit on my desk.
When you said Thor, I thought you meant, like, Son of Odin.
No, okay. No.
Okay.
The mech. What about plushies? I don't know if we're real plushy
not
people.
Not really.
Actually, I have a plushie of Link from Wind Waker and a plushie of Mario. A plushie of L from Death
Note. I hung him upside down.
I guess I'm a plushie person. Yeah, you did. You deed it. But,
I don't know.
I've never been...
I have this really cool little, like, Beanie Baby style snowman that I leave around. He's pretty cool.
You can pretend it's that snowman from Clay Fighter.
You know what I thought of? And I don't think this exists, but damn it, it should exist. I want, like, a fleece pillow, like a really soft fucking pillow that's in the shape of a GameCube controller. Yeah.
Wouldn't an NES controller or a Super Nintendo controller be cooler? Oh, okay.
No.
You know who has a sweet jacket, though? Leon.
Yeah, he does. That would be cool to have. You know, they released, with Resistance Retribution, they had some promotional leather jackets that were just like Leon's. They had, like, a Chimera skull on the back and shit. But it's pretty sweet.
I've never been much to collect, like stuff like that.
Stuff.
Like statues. And...
Yeah.
But, yeah. Eh.
All right, well, I think that someone's here.
Is it Graham's sister?
Housekeeping!
Oh my god, it is Graham's sister. Well, I guess that means it's time to tell you listeners out there to go ahead and find Game Over Nation on iTunes. Rate our show. Write us a quick review. Those really help us in the rankings. It'll make our show grow the audience.
So we can get some help people who actually write in.
Better. Yes. Also, subscribe to us on iTunes if you haven't yet. Also, go to our website and comment. Tell us what you thought about the comic we just put up or the making of thing. Speaking of which, while you're watching the making of, subscribe to our YouTube channel. Comment on there. Show us some love. Also, if you want to write in for next week's show, our mail is mail@gameovernation.com. I really hope you do that. I'd like to read your questions. And yeah, until then, we'll see you guys next week. Gone?
Yeah, go.
Game over.
Later.
Later.
Oh, later.
Okay.